Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of July 2020. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Bar Council of India in a plea seeking issuance of directions to the Bar Council of India to permit use of advertisements for lawyers till March 2021, allow public listings so that other paralegal work can be taken up by them to earn their livelihood in light of the pandemic situation and allow alternative means of sustenance. Bombay High Court has held that order passed by the Union Ministry of Home Affairs under the Disaster Management Act 2005 directing all states and union territories to ensure that employers make payment of wages to their workers without any deduction during the lockdown is not applicable to those workers who remained unpaid and unemployed for a long period before the lockdown. Bombay High Court has directed the Savitribai Phule Pune University and Director Board of Examination and Evaluation to recalculate the marks obtained by a final year law student in the administrative law paper in the ninth semester held in December 2019 as he contended that there has been an arithmetical error in calculating the marks. Allahabad High Court has dismissed a petition seeking judicial probe into the alleged encounter of Kanpur gangster Vikas Dubey, noting that the Uttar Pradesh government has already taken steps in that direction. Karnataka High Court has extended the interim relief granted, directing that no further steps shall be taken on the decision taken by the State Board for Wildlife to allow diversion of 595.64 hectares of forest land for constructing railway line between Hubli and Ankola. Kerala High Court has observed that the benefit under Section 427 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, CRPC, can be claimed only before the court dealing with the subsequent offences. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has ruled that interest income of 1,498 crore rupee earned by HSBC Bank during the assessment year 2015 to 2016 from foreign currency loans and debt securities would not be eligible to tax in India. Supreme Court has held that the Padmanabha Swami Temple in Thiruvananthapuram will continue to be managed by and be in the control of the Travancore royal family, directing an audit of the temple accounts of the past 25 years. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking to stop the Amarnath Yatra this year citing the risk of COVID-19. Supreme Court has issued notice in a plea seeking transfer of criminal investigation from Telangana State Police to the Central Bureau of Investigation in the commission of suicide of a Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited employee due to sexual harassment at workplace. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Election Commission of India and YSR Congress Party in a plea seeking deregistration of Andhra Pradesh's Chief Minister Jagan Mohan Reddy's political party called YSR Congress for the alleged unlawful appropriation of the name YSR. Delhi High Court has issued notice to University Grants Commission, UGC, in a plea challenging the validity of the University Grants Commission conferment of autonomous status upon colleges and measures for maintenance of standards in autonomous colleges, regulations, 2018, for being ultra vires of the University Grants Commission Act, 1956. Delhi High Court has extended till the 31st of August, 2020, all interim orders, including bails granted to accused in various cases. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the central government in a plea challenging the latest amendment to the Insecticide Rules, 2020, which lays down regulations for packaging and labeling of insecticides. Karnataka High Court has issued summons to the Brihat Bengaluru Mahanagara Palike, BBMP, Commissioner and the Additional Chief Secretary of the State Urban Development Department to appear before the court through video conferencing over failure to deliver food kits in containment zones in the city. Calcutta High Court has extended the period of suspension of judicial and administrative functioning of the High Court till the 19th of July, 2020, on account of new phase of lockdown in the city. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government and Brihat Bengaluru Mahanagara Palike, BBMP, to submit details of procedures to be followed by patients tested positive for coronavirus to secure immediate medical help. Rajasthan High Court has suspended the functioning of the High Court till the 15th of July, 2020, on account of a staff member testing COVID-19 positive. Punjab and Haryana High Court has asserted that in a criminal case, one cannot be expected to have an eidetic photographic memory and that slight changes in the facts or alleged improvements are bound to happen, being natural.